Now that the Cavs season has ended, the summer of big potential changes begins. There's lots of speculation about whether LeBron James will stay in Cleveland when his contract is up July 1st, and what the rest of the team will look like next season. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, for now, the team is taking some time to recover from that brutal sweep by Golden State in the NBA Finals.
I just thought it was just a team that was totally spent and empty by the end of that series. And it was all the energy and everything needed just simply to get there. And they had nothing left, and they faced a team that they could have played 12,000 times, and they weren't going to, you know, win enough games to win any sort of series.
And now what?
Well, that's always the big question. It's people, well, what is LeBron going to do? There are tons of things that Dan Gilbert, the owner, and Kobe Altman, the general manager, have to do. Number one, if I were them, I got to sit down and talk to my coach. Tyronn Lue did not have a good year coaching in terms of how he reacted things and so on. He missed almost 3 weeks where, at that point, he admitted to symptoms of an accelerated heartbeat, sleep deprivation, and at one point even spitting up some blood. They never put a name on all of what he had. The guy's 40 years old going on 70. And when he came back in the middle of March, he looked healthy for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then the playoffs started, and he looks like the same. Secondly, you know, while LeBron was very upset after game one where J.R. Smith lost track of the score, I think what bothered him just as much is Tyronn Lue had a timeout to call at the end of that game and didn't use it. So if you're LeBron, you're going, this guy can't keep track of the score. This guy forgets about the timeout. I feel like I'm out here by myself. And so these are discussions you have to have regardless of whether you have LeBron or not. Is Tyronn Lue the coach to go forward, even though he's got like 3 years left on the contract? I think it's less than 50-50 that he's back, by the way, as coach, no matter what LeBron does. One of the things they could do, for example, they had Larry Drew, who when he took over for Ty Lue, they played pretty well.
Yeah.
Then you have, you know, Kevin Love, as he says, every year I'm in trade rumors. So he expects it to probably happen again just because he's Kevin Love and he's in 4 years of trade rumors.
Of course, everyone has an opinion on LeBron James who can opt out of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say he's gone. He's not made that decision already.
No, he has people they'll have scenarios set up. But free agency starts July 1st. LeBron never signs on July 1st. He signs on July 5th. He signs on July 7th. He takes his time. He will get a max contract regardless of where he goes. But even more important to him, where's Paul George going? Where's this guy going? And he realizes if you make a decision too early, crazy things happen in the NBA all the time, and you could end up in the wrong spot. Or he could do this. He could just take another one-year contract and stay in Cleveland one more time. Truthfully, the odds about LeBron and probably Ty Lue coming back, I think both is less than 50-50. But the other thing too is they would have to sit down with LeBron here. Well, you know, what about the coach?
Yeah.
And it's not just because LeBron picks the coach. There's questions about the coach that we went through. It's just been such a weird year. In fact, even right now, you know, we're several days after the season ends, and I'm exhausted thinking about it. But if you're LeBron James, now how old are you?
33.
Yeah, and you say, how many years have you played?
15 now.
Yeah. Is there more of your career in the rearview mirror or in front of the windshield?
It's in the rear view at this point.
So when you're deciding what road to take, you've got to pick the right direction. But no matter where he goes, looming over there is still what team?
The Golden State Warriors. They're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, their guys are under contract.
And, you know, I keep coming back to Dan Gilbert. He's kind of been in the background.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard much from him, but this is all now Dan Gilbert has to make some big decisions and make big negotiations.
Right, and he's doing it with a player that, frankly, he doesn't like him. Kobe Altman is his general manager, but in the end, Gilbert, you know, makes these big decisions.
Terry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about why the NBA isn't pleased about the Cavs and Warriors repeat finals matchup.